This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A group of hip-hop producers and artists has opened a recording studio in Elyria that doubles as a residency for up-and-coming musicians. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Oakland, California producer Leonard McClendon and Cleveland rapper Eli Orko, who have launched Common Fruit Sound Lab.
Well, Leonard, I want to start with you. We are in a pretty awesome space here in downtown Elyria that is a recording studio with couches. It looks like a living space. How did this all take place?
Man, Craigslist is a really great place. Craig's been a good homie of mine for a number of years, and that's exactly how I found the place, and it sounded too good to be true.
And you decided, I'm going to come here from California and make this happen?
Yeah, somewhat. I was a bedroom music producer. I had written these plans down probably 3 years ago, having a recording studio and an artist residency. Ohio happened to be the place where some family was here, and we moved here. This opportunity happened to open up.
You want this to be a residency. How's that going to work?
I think more important than anything is space for musicians to create. You know, you have a musician who has a family and they wish they had more time to do that, whether it's removing themselves from that environment or they may be traveling across and doing tours.
And Airbnb plays into this too.
Yes.
So you pay one fee to be able to use this whole space.
Yeah, and specifically, we would first thing when they step in, we sit down in the lounge and we talk about, okay, what do you want to get accomplished?
What are you hoping this turns into, Eli?
Being involved in Elyria's scene, or in the Cleveland scene in general, and like talking to a lot of the people like from back in the day that was a part of the music scene in Cleveland, mm-hmm. We lost a lot of unity out here. So I'm hoping that we can help drive artists to like connect more and network and like be an actual community. Like, art isn't really pushed in society that much. Like, schools are losing like their art programs and stuff all over the place. I feel like having, you know, this space, we can encourage any artist that actually, or anybody who wants to be an artist that has that curiosity.
So Leonard, you've been up and running since January?
Yes.
Have you had people come and stay and been working on projects?
Not as many as I would hope to. Okay. Coming from a business perspective. Uh-huh. But I always have to remind myself that it's not a race. I love the journey. I love the process. And I had clients who come in and they kind of see this place as an escape, as kind of an outlet for them. And then you have some musicians who are ready and they're serious and they're passionate about that. And I think as it becomes evident that, you know, artists that we're working with and they see some of the works that come out of this place, it'll be the driving force for the culture to come around and be like, you know what? They did that. I can do that too.
So this isn't necessarily about making the next superstar. This could be about somebody just wanting to experiment for a day.
Absolutely.
Elyria, not the city that I would think of to have something like this. Why Elyria?
I do enjoy this place, and I do like the small town community. That's where I grew up in California. I do like the aspect of being away from the city as we kind of pull from the community and be surprised by the gifts of just talented musicians. I think this place is going to flourish.
And the name Common Fruit is derived from something spiritual.
Yes. And I think it's a unifying thing. And that's why it's common.
I want to thank you both for inviting me into the studios here at Common Fruit Sound Lab. Good luck to you both. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Leonard McClendon. And we're hearing a song by Cleveland rapper Eli Orko that was recorded at Common Fruit Sound Lab. Back to back, I'm moving in and out up out of my zone. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. You can get higher or crash and burn with no concern for anything on a nobody's plate. Let's throw it to fate. Cast me aside with the rest of the hate. Play me to the